Hi, welcome to Parasocial Social Club. I'm Kevin Jin.
I'm Jenny Tian.
And welcome to the podcast where you know everything about us, but we don't know anything about you. That's how content works. In today's episode, we're going to solve all of your problems and help you invest in the next big crypto.
You're going to be very rich.
You're going to be very rich. And also, before we kick off as well, I just want to acknowledge the Gammaragal Nation as the traditional custodians of the land that we're recording on today. Cool.
Awesome.
So Jenny, hi.
Hi.
What's happened since last time I saw you?
What's happened last time is, all right, so I've gotten a little bit sick with a little bit of, just a cold and a sore throat.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I've told my mum about this, forgetting that my mum is so overly concerned about every single little thing that I do. It's, I am trying to rest. And do you have that thing where you're just like, you're on the mend and you just need to chill out for a little bit?
But
she just keeps going, are you better yet? Are you better yet? Did you go to the doctor? Did you get your flu meds? What have you been eating? Like, it just keeps going. It's nonstop. And I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, I also find it real stressful when my mum worries and cares about me. you're absolutely right. Like, it is, yeah, it's just like being fussed over. I don't know, you know, I don't know if anyone listening at home also has like neurotic parents or whatever. But yeah, like, yeah, it's like, it's like that classic, like, you know, not to be like, men, women, but you know when like men try to like solve a problem instead of just listening?
Oh, yeah.
It's like your mum's a man. You know what I mean?
It's like my mum's a, yeah.
Yeah.
She just keeps like throwing and God, she is like a man. Anyway.
She keeps trying to fix it. is she have any like weird home remedies or something?
Oh my God. Okay, so growing up, my mum never let me go to the GP. She does not believe in like meds.
That's actually like a child welfare. I think you can get like in trouble for that. Like genuinely.
Yeah, probably. Like I never had Panadol growing up. I only had Panadol in my adult life.
And because you didn't have it when you were a kid, when you started doing it, you did it too much.
So many Panadols. Popping them Panadols.
Oh God. Yeah.
So we never went to the doctor. I only as an adult now go to the doctor if it's like to check up on like STDs. I still don't really go to
the GP.
I only go to like check up on like that sort of stuff or like vaccinations and that type of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm like, even now, I'm like, when I'm sick or whatever, I don't go to them. I'm like, what? How do people go to the GP so much? How do you have a GP that you go to?
Oh, look, my hot take, this is going to be very alien to you. I have a GP and then I have like a second secret GP that I see for like bad stuff.
Oh, wait, no. I sort of almost have the same thing, and I've spoken to a lot of my friends and they have the same thing as well.
Where, you got friends?
I've got friends, what can I say?
Yeah.
You have like your GP that you check like whatever normal, like for me it would be like vaccinations and stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you got the STD. So that you don't want to taint the other GP with like your, you know, all your history.
Have to ask, is how long have you had that first GP for? And secondly, are they like an older Asian person?
My GPs are white.
Okay.
Both of them.
I got no problem with that, personally.
I have. Oh, what is it? So I went to one where like it was initially just like my like STD sexual health sort of stuff with them.
You keep bragging. You just keep fucking bragging.
Oh, I get around. And and then but the wait for that GP is so long.
Yeah. Like, because of all the people you fucked and they need to get checked too.
It's just such a long wait.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Stop fucking. That's why none of us have the Medicare rebate anymore, because you fuck too much. That's why I used to be free, now it costs $20. Why? Because you keep sucking and fucking.
I'm a whole bag, I can't help it. I can't control myself.
Oh God. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, you have a secret second doctor.
Yeah, anyway, the second doctor, no wait for this doctor. They're very unpopular.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I go there all the time now for my various other problems.
And
you have the same sort of system?
Yeah, cool. Like, I've had like let me put it this way, I've realized a man talking about his genitals is pretty yucky. A man talking about men's health is serious. So I had a doctor that I would see for men's health and that type of stuff. And also, like, it just so happens, it's just like, I had a GP for like ages and ages who was just like the one that I had growing up as a kid. And he'd be like, he's like an older Chinese guy. And like, there's got to a point where I'll be like going to see him because I was like, oh, like mental health stuff or whatever. And then he just asked me how uni was going. And I was like, I don't want this. This is not what I came here for. I don't want. I was like, I would.
Like a dad?
Yeah. Kind of like, I don't want to be parented by like this like old. So like, I found like this, like this other guy. And like, I just broke up with my childhood GP.
Oh, you broke up with your, so you don't go to that GP?
Don't see him anymore. Our lives have moved in different directions.
Oh my gosh,
you know?
He's seeing other people now.
No. And you know what, I'm happy for him.
Yeah, we hope he's doing well.
You know, I saw some pics on his social media, and some people were like, no, why do you still have him? And I'm just like, I just want to know sometimes. And I know that's toxic.
Yeah.
But I know that, you know, sometimes you just want to be toxic, you know? Like, I want to see what he's up to.
Yeah.
Oh, he's golfing. Oh, he's got, you know what? That's cool. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, he's got photos with his other patients and everything. We're just happy he's happy.
I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him, you know? Good on him.
You know, all right, so speaking of us kind of as, you know, kids visiting like GPs and stuff.
Great segue. Excellent.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You know, like growing up, there were so many weird things I feel we did as like kids and stuff. Like
we? Sorry, yes, go on.
We did as kids.
Yeah.
And you went to a selective school.
Yes.
We get it, you're smart.
Yes.
And
thank
you did some weird stuff.
None of the allegations are true. I want to deny them as much as possible. No. I used to go to selective school. The rumors are true. I was a big nerd, you know,
very smart.
Yeah, I was, but I've made conscious efforts to like become dumber and worse.
I'm so glad.
Thank you so much.
Humbling.
Thank you. You know, if anyone out there is listening who's like, oh, I know too many things, there's hope for you, you know? You can have a future.
Yeah, right? You can be like this.
Yeah, you can be...
stupider.
Yeah, you can be so dumb. Just scrub your brain with, like, steel wool by just going on twitter.com in 2023 for, like, 30 minutes. Yeah. But, yeah, like... But, you know, I remember there was this one thing. Let me know if you guys at your high school ever had, like, you know, like, really nerdy fads? Like, there was this one bit where like a lot of guys, because I went to a boys' school, all of the guys really got into drawing circles freehand.
Okay,
trying to draw a perfect circle freehand.
What you'd spend lunch like, and did you make the sound too?
I never partook in it. I was a bit of a loner during high school.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to hang out with these bloody nerds, but okay. Yeah, that was like a thing. Was that a thing? That like, did you have like pockets of nerds at your school?
Look, I don't know if we ever tried to draw circles freehand.
I like how you didn't say yes, you just said we.
I did have friends.
Yeah.
No, I did. we never quite did anything as nerdy as like drawing circles freehand. We played a lot of Nintendo DS.
Yes.
We played card games a lot.
Like
Big Four.
Oh, like playing card games. Not like Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh yeah, no. We never did Yu-Gi-Oh.
No. That wave. No. The Yu-Gi-Oh allegations are not true. I vehemently deny them. I've been advised. No, I never got into Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, no. Our school, like in primary school, people were playing like Yu-Gi-Oh cards and stuff, and it got so serious that like our school ended up banning like all Yu-Gi-Oh, all Pokemon cards because they were like, this is a form of gambling and children cannot do that.
It's sinful. I'd say that a direct line of the increased visibility of LGBTI youth in Australia can be directly traced back to Yu-Gi-Oh!
Silly. What we did do is we sometimes would also like blow up like the Sunny Boys and then you like stomp, you know, on it really hard, and then like the louder it popped, the cooler you were.
Oh yeah, no, that's true. I think that still holds to this day. Like the louder you can pop a Sunny Boy container, the cooler you are.
Yeah.
Because that's what people are listening to this podcast for, tips on how to be cool as an adult.
Yeah, from us.
Yeah, you're listening to a podcast driving to or from the job that you feel ambivalent about.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just negging our listeners right now. Negging, please don't leave us. You're really cool.
Another thing like I noticed in school is like, you meet all these different people and stuff.
Yeah.
Your name's Kevin.
Yes, Kevin, this is true.
Kevin is such a common Asian name. I feel like there are so many like of those names that are like really common.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, yeah. And also you yourself are a Jenny.
I'm a Jenny. Lots of Korean Jennies.
There's a lot
of Korean Jennies.
Lots of Vietnamese Australian Kevins.
Yes.
I'm Chinese. I've had guys like, well, I've had people, not just guys, hang out with the girls too. but I've had people come like, you know, like I remember being at uni, people like, oh, your name's Kevin. Are you Vietnamese? If you're listening at home, I have a foot-long rat's tail that I've had for like my entire life. No further context about that. Yep. I just have that.
Yeah.
Some people would be like, oh, you're from Western Sydney. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, oh, are you Vietnamese? And I'm like, no, I'm Chinese.
Yeah.
One time someone asked me if I was Filipino, and I was like, what? I'm tall. I don't know if you can hear this at home, but I'm 6'4".
Yeah, the voice is as tall as the deepness of the voice reflects how tall you
actually
are.
Exactly. I have a large esophagus.
I'm like, are you going to?
I've got a real big esophagus.
It's massive.
Yeah, size does matter, guys. I'm a tall Chinese man.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And people will be like, "Oh, you're Vietnamese because your name's Kevin."
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
Yeah. No. Other common Asian names. Jennifer is also very common.
Oh yeah.
Asian Jennifers.
Jennies.
Yeah.
Vivians.
Very common.
Yeah. For Vietnamese girls, I'd say Anna. Anna
oh,
and Annie.
Yes, I do know a lot of Annas. Yes.
Yeah. And not to dox anyone, but like, it's like there's like memes of like, you know, like Kevin Nguyen's and Anna Nguyen's and stuff
100%.
Like that.
Yeah. Stephanie.
Stephanie is also pretty Asian.
Yeah.
I feel like my personal theory is that like there are certain names in English which just sound good with any like East Asian last name.
Oh, so you reckon they're thinking about the last name?
Kind of, sort of, because you can like you can say like a Jenny Wong or a Jenny Fan or a Jenny Tian. Even, would you believe it? But you know what I mean? Like none of these like they're all quite also easy to say. They're all quite common names.
Yeah, because Jenny also matches with my actual Chinese name, which I don't know if I've ever told you.
Jenny.
Dude, it's actually really close to that. It's Jami.
Jami. Oh, yeah. I have never actually, bad friend moment. I've never asked you what your Chinese name is.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically Jenny.
Yeah, Jami.
And
you
know what they named? So my brother's name is George.
Yes.
You know how they named him?
How?
My parents were driving along George Street and they were like, we need a name for our child. And then they were like, oh, George Street, George. And that's how he has his name.
That's so funny. My mum gave me my English name because when she was pregnant with me, she just was like, I'm still very new to speaking English at all. And she had like some white family friends who were like, and she asked like kind of them and like, you know, like the family friend's daughter was like, oh, I think a good name for him would be Kevin. And then later on, like, I realized that you know, the family friend's daughter, like, is a police officer, which means that my whole existence, I feel, is racial profiling. Asian guy, what should we call him? Kevin. He looks Vietnamese.
It's Kevin.
Yeah. This is during the 90s as well. I'm like, all right, okay. I'll be Kevin. Yeah.
Oh, it's brilliant.
But yeah, and also, I feel like sometimes you also get, like, really old lady, old white lady names, like Esther.
Yes!
Yeah.
There's Asian Esters.
Yeah, yeah, and like sometimes you get like old white guy names like Winston.
Yes! Yeah. William as well.
Oh, yeah, 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 so, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. But also what's really interesting is that like, yeah, there's like, you know, like William Wongs or William yeah. Chans or yeah. whatever.
Yeah.
But you never hear them referred to as Billy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think of an Asian guy called Billy. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
No. Billy.
Billy.
So I'm getting way too much mileage out of just Chinese-ifying English-sounding names.
Do you think there's any of, like, the inverse where, like, there's... Yeah, true. Like, any other Billies where, like, there's lots of... It's a very common name, but we don't know any Asians called this.
Yeah, yeah. It's... yeah.
Is there any Timothys?
I knew a Timothy,
okay.
but he was the one Timothy in my year at high school, but we also had, I think, literally five Andrews.
Andrew is also very common. Yes.
Again, because I think it just kind of like flows well with any kind of like,
yeah.
like Asian last name, maybe?
Yeah.
Possibly?
Yeah. Hmm. Also lots of Chris's.
Yes, also true. Also, very easy to say.
Yeah.
Very easy to say, very important for a lot of parents whose English may not be their first language.
Yes.
But as well, like, one thing is as well, is I'd say the inverse of this, actually, and this is maybe just really specific, but my partner Ingrid, getting her to learn a little bit of Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was asking my mom, like, oh, what would be, like, a good, like, Chinese, like, can you name Ingrid, please? Because I don't feel comfortable naming her, right? Because, like, I'm her partner, I'm not, like, well, my mom is, like, cultural elder, so she should be the one that names Ingrid.
And also for context, Ingrid is your fiance.
Yes, and yes. Ingrid is white, which I'm personally okay with. I have no issue with that. If you do feel that you have issue with that, please write us an angry email. Let us know your thoughts about miscegenation.
Yeah.
but my mom named Ingrid, she gave Ingrid the Chinese name Yingzi. Because it kind of sounds like Ingrid, and like...
Yingzi.
If you don't speak Mandarin at home, don't worry, I'll explain. Because it sounds like Ingrid, so it kind of sounds a bit similar.
Oh.
But you know, like, zi is just kind of like the cute particle. Like, you just, when you make something small.
Oh, that's really nice.
And also, it's like, ying is the same one as in Yingguo, as in like England. It's the same, which is really funny, because my mom's just given her the name of like Lil English or something like that, or like a kind of like, you know, Chinese to English is not like a one for one. It's not a very neat translation.
Yeah.
But it is also really funny because also a lot of the time my mom just mispronounces Ingrid's name as England.
Ingrid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's just like, oh, hey, Kevin, how are you in England doing? Very cute. Shout outs to my mom. She carried me for 9 months.
And you know, like, okay, so speaking of your mom as well,
mm-hmm. What'd you say about my mom? Yeah.
You went through like a phase, right? Where you and all like your high school buddies just had like your mum insults that you threw at each other?
Yes, this is the law when you're a 14-year-old boy.
You have to do jokes about your mum. You have to roast your mum.
You have to engage in toxic, misogynistic, patriarchal culture, all right? And I'm looking down the barrel of the video podcast camera for this one, all right? Misogyny is wrong. Thank you. But with that being said, though, yeah, you know, like, I remember I had this very distinct memory. Because, again, it's selective school, so it was, like, everyone's, like, East or South Asian. Or even Southeast Asian. Could you believe it? I remember one time at lunchtime, like, a bunch of the boys had just gotten around and they had kind of, like, mutually agreed to just challenge each other to, like, your mama battles or something like that. And then there was a lot of the classical, oh, your mum's fat, oh, your mum's dumb, that type of stuff. But then just out of nowhere, like, one of the guys just said, like, your mum can't cook for shit. And then all of us were like, Oh, no, we have to stop.
Yeah, no, that's just no, too that's, far. That's you hit the line. No, you've made it. No.
And everyone was like, and the guy who said, like, oh, I'm so sorry, dude. And everyone was like, yeah, let's just, like, stop and let's just play handball for the rest of lunch, I guess. And everyone was like, yeah. It was just this really bizarre moment. And the thing is, I tell this story to, like, I used to try to tell the story on stage. Sorry, I'm recycling for the pod. I used to try to tell the story on stage, and, like, white audiences would just always be like, oh, yeah, and?
Yeah, nah, they don't get it.
What?
No.
And then one time, like, I don't know, like, this was in, like, the Inner West, but, like, a white lesbian got really mad at me for telling this story, because it's just, well, it enforces, like, patriarchy and that type of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, look, there's a kernel of truth in that, but that's also not a very fun angle. But the thing is, it's just that, like, I don't know, look, in our culture, Jenny, yeah, we're ethnic.
Yeah.
Capital E.
Yeah.
But it's just like, the thing is, like, I told this to Ingrid. I told Ingrid this story. Ingrid was like, oh, what do you mean by that? And, like, and it's just, like, it means that, like, if your mom doesn't cook well, she doesn't love you.
Yeah, because food equals love.
Okay, if you're white but you don't get this, Italians. Does that make sense? It's just, like, Italians, but, like, non-white Italians. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. It's always, yeah, like, you know, and for those of you who are not Asian, it's always, like, the questions, instead of, like, the I love yous, are the, you know, have you eaten? Please eat. And that's the level of care,
yeah,
your parents, yeah, give you, and, you know, giving you cut fruit.
Absolutely.
That is love. So when you go, your mum can't cook,
your mum doesn't love you. That's
your mum doesn't love you. That's,
Yeah. And look, okay, of course, yes, you know, the burden of domesticity, men versus women, yada, 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 yes. Like, okay, yeah, that all that aside. But, like, I remember, like, this one thing growing up, my mum always said to me, and to this day, I'm like, this is, like, mathematically true in my head. She's always said, to be alive, you have to eat food. You literally have to eat, mm-hmm, food. Therefore, if you don't eat well, you're not living well.
Exactly.
And I've still, to this day, like, been unable to find, like, a counter-argument against that, because it's just like, oh.
That's so, like, that's such a beautiful and a quite deeply profound relationship as well.
Sorry to be sincere on the plot.
Sorry to be so sincere. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, guys. This is making me feel something. Stop it.
But, you know, it's, like, so deeply profound. Like, that's what our parents are helping us do. It's, like, they're just helping us live life well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've watched Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
And you. That type of thing.
You also had a discussion with me about, I can't understand this, so you're going to have to unpack this for me, but you're saying that there is a difference between men, guys, and dudes.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely.
Okay.
And for any dudes listening at home, they're shaking, they're nodding their heads in agreement, you know? Like, I think it's really funny how, and I'm gonna get a bit casually misogyno here.
Oh, just right after you said it to the barrel of the camera, misogyny's wrong.
I'm gonna get a little bit sojo. I'm gonna get a little bit sojo. Please forgive me. Just a bit of a cheeky sodge on the pod, sodge pod.
And Kevin was never invited back for another episode.
But, like, a lot of, you know, women our age, a lot of, you know, like, young podcast listening age women, a lot of them enjoy, like, astrology. A lot of them enjoy, like vibes-based, like, categorization. Recreationally, you know. And not even just, like, astrology, but it's just, like, you know, like, you know, some people say, like, ooh, like, I'm a Carrie or I'm a Samantha, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, I'm, like, a Hufflepuff or, like, I'm not transphobic. Like, stuff like that, right? A lot of women are good at talking about these things in very vibes-based, not, like simultaneously categorical, but not categorical ways of thinking. You know, women's knowledge is, you know, I'm a feminist, I've scored my points, let me spend all of them now.
Yep.
Women absolutely do not understand the difference between men, guys, and dudes.
Yeah, but what's the difference between them?
When people say, when women say, like, oh, men are trash, I totally understand that.
Okay.
And then you have those, like, guys who are like, well, not all men, they get a bit, like,
Oh, so those are guys, so what are guys?
Okay, so, all right, who do you, okay, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Who do you think, like, commits crimes out of the three?
Men.
Exactly. When you see in the news, you don't hear like, oh, guys commit, like, you know what I mean? Men are like...
No! So what are guys? What are guys?
Guys are guys.
No! What? You can't just like, okay, but, okay, so men me, are like this.
Oh, no, but let me explain, like, let me give you an example okay, of what right, dudes right, right. are, right?
You still haven't talked about guys.
Okay, no, 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 yeah, you have to, okay, you have to understand.
Okay, all right, I'll listen, it's, I'll listen, okay.
It's mosaic, all right? When you have a bunch of dudes at a beach and they're all digging like a real big hole, those are dudes, and dudes rock.
So dudes dig holes. We like dudes.
All right, you know when you like, okay, you know when like you're hanging out with your male friends and like one of them finds like a really big stick? You know, is this like relatable? Can you access any of your memories? Which
like, are we taught in primary school or like as an adult?
Life. I'm talking about
wait,
life.
Wait, when do you find a big stick?
When do you not find a big stick?
Okay, in like primary school, it'd be like, cool, look at how big this stick is. But, yeah, but now that we've grown older.
It is harder, yes, because I am bigger, therefore the sticks need to get bigger. Thank you for understanding my struggle as a dude.
Oh, okay, so you're a self-identified dude.
It's flexible. It's...
Oh my God, this is so confusing!
Let me ask you, is this like, what's the difference between like, women and the girlies?
Oh, women are like serious, like...
Women are in the workplace.
Yeah, like I imagine like, you know, politicians, people who wear like power suits and stuff.
Yeah.
But the girlies are like, oh, we go out for drinks on Friday nights.
Okay. But are these not the same people?
I guess, like, I don't know, in the context, like, I don't know, I just think, I think women can be girlies.
Oh, yeah,
and girlies
absolutely.
Can be women.
I, as a male feminist, think women can be anything.
Okay, but I still don't understand. Okay.
So, okay, I guess men are, like, negative or neutral. Guys are negative, neutral, or positive. Dudes is... positive.
Okay.
Maybe, I guess.
Okay, let me...
Chaotic, lawful.
Okay, let me give you some examples of people and you tell me whether they're man, guy, or dude.
Okay, sure.
All right, Joe Rogan.
He's a guy. He's a man.
Okay.
And for some, he's a dude. But that's disputable. That's controversial. Jury's out on that one.
Harry Styles.
He's a man. I don't know. I'm not a Harry Styles stan. Okay, I'm not a fan. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You do it. You're wearing dresses. Young Thug was doing that 5 years ago. All right.
Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, he is a dude. Okay. He's absolutely a dude. He's a pretty boy.
One more, Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
He's a dude. Oh, I've never watched Sex and the City, but I have had sex while in a city. Mr. Big. Yeah, I don't know. He's, I actually can't comment. That is outside of my purview.
Okay. Let me think of something you have. Oh, Waymond from Everything Everywhere All at Once. Oh,
he's an absolute dude. He's a king. He's
not a guy. He's a dude.
He's a good guy. And he's a king. He's also, you know, We love him. Shout-outs to that movie.
Oh.
Shout-outs to that movie that won every single Oscar.
We love you.
Yeah, it's the law. When you're a millennial Asian, you have to love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but yeah. No, does that make sense?
No.
I don't care.
You've confused me even more. My brain has never been so broken.
I am. Okay, I'll tell you what I am. I am a guy with dude rising.
Stop that! I don't get it! What the hell? I don't get it!
I'm a man sign guy.
You're in man rising. You're in man retrograde.
Yeah. That's when your hairline recedes. Yeah, no, I hope that wasn't very instructive for you. And if it wasn't, I'm also fine with that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so my brain's broken from that.
Yeah.
But that was That broke me.
Do you want me to line up the next segment?
Sure thing. You go for it.
Okay, I've forgotten here on my piece of paper, it says the word, and I'm loath to say this, y'all.
Y'all. I can't even say it.
You shouldn't say it because you're Australian.
Yeah, it's
Australians
weird.
Shouldn't say it.
It's weird, right?
Out of all the discourse that Hannah Gadsby's Nanette special sparked, I feel like the most glossed over fact was that she was advocating for Australians to say y'all, which I view as an act of US imperialism.
Because we've got our own thing we say, right?
Oh, we absolutely do. We have our second person plural.
Yeah.
Would you like me to do the honours of saying it? You should say it.
Okay.
Three, two.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Use. We've got use.
Use is a brilliant word.
Use should use. Yeah, because like we've already had it. We've had it forever. And then there's, you know, there's that whole thing of like, you know, you've heard this. People be like, oh, why are you saying use? You know.
They're like,
those fancy Australians who are just like, oh, you're just British. You're just British.
Yeah, like stop abbreviating words together. It's like you separate words.
Evolving language.
Language evolves.
Yeah. And it's just like we have use, and look, this is going to be a hot take. This is going to be my nuclear hot take.
I'm ready for it.
I think that if you're an Australian and you hate the word use, you are at the very least classist, and you probably have some dodgy views about Lebanese people. Because I'm from Western Sydney. I'm from Western Sydney. Everyone uses use. I used to work in teaching English to recently arrived people in Australia. And I would advocate for the use of use because sometimes, you want to address a group of people. You want to make sure all of them are aware that they're all being addressed. So you say use. It's got function. It solves a problem. That's what language is. Language is a tool.
It's so efficient. One syllable, you. It's just sticking on the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is no one that's ever been confused by it when you go use.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, what happens? What do you say when you have more than one apple?
Apples.
What do you say when you have more than one car?
Cars.
What do you say when there's more than one of you?
Use.
Exactly. Now, I think it's fine for Americans to say y'all because they can have their own weird culture and whatever. They can keep their bad healthcare and weirdly violent society. But like, we have our own culture, and I think Australians should, you know, we should have convictions, which is actually originally how Australia was formed. No. Yeah, our ancestors, but you know what I mean. Yeah, we're our own place. We should have our own words, and I think I strongly believe in use.
Me too.
You know? So if any of you are listening at home, you know, spread it. Right? You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
It does annoy me. What do you reckon? Like, have you noticed this as well? But like, young Asian Australians saying y'all?
I sometimes hear, and every time I hear it, I'm like, this is weird. Like,
it's wrong.
And it doesn't roll off the tongue. Like, with our accent, like, how do you even say it? Like, y'all listen to me.
I think what happens a lot of it is because a lot of like, I don't know, like not to get raceo, but like a lot of Asian diaspora in the West, you know, a lot of them are lost because we come from parents who are very bad at talking about emotions, and you know, a lot of them, you know, seek some sort of identity or whatever because they have a lot of emotional damage. But it's unsettling for you, right, when you hear like a young Asian Australian say y'all.
Yeah, and I think it's also just like a lot of like American like influence, you know, we watch a lot of stuff. I don't know what I'm saying. We consume a lot of American content and things and stuff, and their vernacular can often slip into what we say, and
which I think is wrong. The end. No. But I think it's just like, I don't know. Look, this is what I feel when I see an Australian saying the word y'all. I see someone who has no spine and no convictions. I see a coward.
A coward.
Yous are all cowards.
You suck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we've also got some questions on the advice corner as well. And you should absolutely not take any of our advice.
What's our first question?
Our first question is from someone who says, I find office chit-chat with my co-workers difficult. How do I become the life of the workplace?
Oh, this is... beautiful.
It's so beautiful. I don't know why my first thought was bring smelly lunch and then give something for your co-workers to bitch about.
But that's like sacrificing themselves to be the source of office drama.
Yeah, no, they'll get fired.
Yeah. You'll get fired for just ripping cans of tuna all over the... Gosh. Look, all right. You used to work in an office, right?
I did used to work in an office.
Was there an office funny guy? Notice how I didn't say funny dude. How was an office funny guy?
There were definitely the people who were the loudest, and they usually drank the most.
At work?
Well, we would have parties and
work
stuff,
drinks, yes.
And then, you know, all of that. Actually, you know what would be a legitimately helpful thing?
Oh, God.
Snacks. Offer snacks. If you got good snacks, people
people
like talking to you.
Okay. I used to be in like a really call center. A really call center.
It's just such a traumatic memory that you can't even articulate it. You're like, I just used to be in this really call center.
It is one of the most memories of in my life.
We broke Kevin.
But one thing that I would do, which was nice, and I got a lot of conversation out of it, is like they had like a little snack table and there were Tim Tams, and I always just grab half of them and put them in the freezer.
Mm.
And people talked about that for like weeks afterwards.
Oh.
You'd get like, you'd meet someone and you'd be like, hey, do you know there's Tim Tams in the freezer? And they'd be like, oh my God, that's so smart.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, it was actually me that put them there. And they'd be like, oh my God, you're a hero. And then you could just have that conversation. I guess you can get like at least like, depending how big your workplace is, 2-3 weeks of conversation around that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 2-3 people asking you about
no,
that.
No, if you are just blatantly, unashamedly recycling conversations in an office workplace, which I encourage, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do whatever you do to stay sane. And also, I want to say as well, like, we are comedians on a podcast, as is traditional for our people, right? But like, if you work in an office, the bar for being funny is so much lower.
Oh, it's so much lower. Just do a little bit of the goofy, silly, whatever.
Just listen to podcasts that you know that other people don't at your workplace and just steal bits and riffs off that and present it as your own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Parasocial social club. But yeah, and also as well, it's just like, but also, I will also say, like, we don't need quirky, funny, interesting people designing our public transport infrastructure.
Yeah, no.
Please do that.
Please focus on that. We don't care about your social skills.
Anything. Remember that thing I said earlier about like men, guys, and dudes? You
don't
can
bring it up it again.
You
no,
can
just,
squeeze
oh, stop it.
Months out of that. Honestly, just like flip steal jokes
from
the internet and just pass them off as your own. What's your office enemy gonna do? Tell everyone else that you're clearly ripping conversation material from the internet as if everyone already wasn't? Gosh, that's my advice. Have no shame and be a thief.
You heard it from us. All right, so the next question we've got is from someone saying, I'm getting married in a week. Should I go ahead? Lol.
The lol is carrying so much.
Lol.
What do you reckon?
You know... look, that's a pretty big decision that you've sprung onto us.
Lol.
if you're asking whether or not you should get married via an Instagram message,
yes.
Sorry for your marriage.
Whoa, Jenny. Don't you think that's a bit of a big call?
It's a big call, lol.
Yeah, okay. I mean, okay, how would you feel if you were engaged and you found out that your fiancé had asked this question on an Instagram poll?
I'd find it quite funny.
You'd lol.
Lol.
You'd laugh out loud.
I lol. Yeah.
But I think that's funny to kind of like, I mean, not get married ironically. Not like get married as a bit, but like, yeah. I mean, I think it's, you know, I think it actually is quite healthy to be able to kind of laugh about your own relationship.
Yeah, I think get married.
Yeah, get married if
unless
you,
it's
if you
very
want.
Expensive and you can't afford it, but you should save up for that. And,
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. At least he didn't say, should I go ahead? Tee hee. In that case, your partner is in danger. Should I get married?
Tee hee. Yucky. No.
Gross. We hate that.
No. Never get married.
No.
All right. How to find a girlfriend as a chubby guy?
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww. Would you date? Have you ever dated someone who's fun sized? Hard to kidnap.
Hard to kidnap. That's a beautiful way to put it.
I've seen it on a T-shirt.
Again, steal jokes. See, yeah. It gets you places.
Absolutely.
I laughed at it.
Yeah.
I've dated someone that was like. Like a little bit tubbier.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't a serious thing for you. Like it was just part of who they were, and who they were was more important.
Exactly. Who they were was more important, which ultimately ended up being a psycho who screamed at me when I broke up with him. But
all right. Hell yeah, brother!
Jenny overshares yet again.
If you're like a chubby guy, like I would say, think about what that means to you. Look, let me put it this way: it's like I know this discourse has been like done to death. But you know, like I'm an Asian man, and there's been like a lot of like sad statistics where it's just like it's hard to date as this identity because there are just a lot of people who just write you off out of hand. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I would say is, how much do you want someone who would not want you for whatever reasons that may or may not be in your control? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, like you don't want those people that... like, you know, just like brushing you off. Like, you want someone to want, like, you.
Yeah, and it's also like, it's hard to say, but it's just like, I guess this is kind of like at the core of a lot of people's issues, but it's just kind of like, when you want to connect with people and some people just say no to you out of hand in a way that feels very, like, dismissive and cruel
and dehumanized. Superficial.
Yeah.
You don't want to be with those people.
Yeah, exactly. But also there is a temptation for you to also kind of like buy into or lean into that type of thinking as well. And also I will say the dating apps do encourage this behavior.
It's so awful, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is a hot take. You've never heard this elsewhere before, but I think that dating apps are very dehumanizing.
Oh my God.
I'm brave.
You're so brave.
I'm going to be, if I'm found dead next week, it was big swiping that did it. Yeah. But it's just kind of like, you shouldn't want someone who wouldn't want to be with you, which is obviously such a fucking truism. Mm. But what does that really mean? It's just like, if you feel like you're a chubby guy and you like being a chubby guy and you like that about yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
And there's nothing wrong with that. And if people are rejecting you based off just that external aspect, then like that's not the type of person you would want to be with anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
You want to be with someone who like values your character and all of those sorts of things.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, and as someone with a fully finished frontal lobe, like it does come back to like, what are your values and that type of thing? And like, that's actually like the thing that like, you know, is what secures in a lot of like longer term relationships, if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so that's that question.
Yeah.
Hopefully we've answered it.
Yeah, we've also got how to get off school, laughing face emoji.
Oh, that's literally how it's written.
Yeah.
How to get off school. I'm so glad they put in the word school.
Oh, God.
No! How to get off school. Australia has a really good TAFE system. I How do we want to approach this one, Jenny? Sincerely, ironically, toast ironically.
I don't know. We were so sincere with the other ones.
Yeah. I feel like lying. I feel like
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right.
How to get off school?
Yeah. This is naughty Kevin talking.
Or is that what they call it? Regular Kevin. Wow. Well, it depends on how old this asker is. So if you are below the mandatory, school attendance age, don't jig school. That's illegal. So we can't encourage crimes, no matter how cool they are.
Stay in school.
Yeah. But I would also say, like, TAFE is genuinely, and also this is a big deal. All right. When I got expelled from selective school, shock horror. Oh my God. Saving it for a later episode, maybe. when I got expelled from selective school, I had a genuine conversation with my very, very academically driven Chinese mom about what my next options were. And she said, Kevin, it's okay if you want to go to TAFE.
Your mom said that to you?
My mom said
that to me. Your Asian mom?
My Asian mom said that to me. And you know what? She went to TAFE.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I remember one time when I was a little kid and I was sick, and you know, my mom's a single mom. She couldn't just leave me at home. She just got me and my Game Boy and took me with her to TAFE, and I just played Game Boy, and I had a little bit of a sore tummy, so I was just playing Game Boy in class, and that was fine. It was like a fun memory. It was lovely. A lot of TAFE moms there just commenting on me, calling me cute, and I'm like, oh, I don't know who you are, but I am cute. Yay.
Yeah.
But TAFE is sick, dude. TAFE is like, you know, like it's so much cheaper than uni.
Yeah.
A lot of TAFE stuff is free.
Yeah.
And it just gives you something to do. It's just like, I genuinely sometimes, like if I could go back in time, I feel like maybe I shouldn't have gone to uni. I should have just gone to TAFE.
I don't know any, I cannot list one single practical thing I have learned from my very expensive university degree.
Yeah, how to get off school, spend tens of thousands of dollars you do not have on a piece of paper. but you know, like, how to avoid school? Okay, if you're in that age where like you're between, I don't know what the age, 17 now or whatever.
Yeah.
And you want to get off school, maybe ask yourself what school means.
Mm.
Which is just a cop out answer, really.
Yeah.
Very. Yeah.
Lol.
How do I get off school? Laughing face. Lol. but yeah, no. Like, did you like? I mean, if you could go back in time and go to TAFE,
I had the opposite thing. I wanted to. So there was I was really into like 3D graphics and design when I was in year 10, and then they offered a graphics course, but it was only at TAFE.
And I did not know this about you, and I've known you for quite a few years.
I forgot. This happened to me. You just unlocked a memory.
I successfully killed one of my passions in my younger years. You wanted to make NFTs.
And so I was really into like 3D like modeling and stuff, like graphics and design and like you know, I wanted to maybe one day work at like Pixar or something. I was like, that would be really cool.
Yeah,
and I took a really strong interest in it, and I downloaded like the Google free 3D program, and then I torrented Rhinoceros 3D and like all these like different programs.
Do we have to bleep any of this?
and then I was like so into it. Anyway, so they offered that course at TAFE, and I was like, I want to enroll in it. I got the papers, and I was like, Mum, Dad, I need you to sign this. And they were like, TAFE? And then they were like, nah, you are not going here. And then I cried and I begged them, and they were like, you are not going to TAFE. And I never did 3D design again.
And you've never done anything creative since. You absolutely did not start a creative pursuit.
No. I worked in a corporate dungeon, and I lived that sad life. Yeah.
There's no happy ending to that, I guess. I mean, things are better for you now. I mean,
yeah. No, but I did. Yeah, end up doing something creative. But
absolutely. No, go to TAFE. Live out your dreams at TAFE, I reckon.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Yeah.
I think that's it for the episode, I reckon.
Yeah. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
That's all for this week. Bye. All
right. See you guys.